This is Northwest News from KPLU. The Seattle Sounders will face number one seed FC Dallas in the semifinal round of Major League Soccer's Western Conference playoffs. The first match of the two-game series happens Sunday at CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Sports commentator Art Teal talked with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick about the Sounders' dramatic win against the LA Galaxy to move on in the playoffs.
Art, it was a big win for more than one reason for the Sounders, and what a game it was.
Yeah, it was dazzling. It was a lot of fun for the fans there. Four goals in the first 22 minutes. You just don't see that in soccer generally, and especially in playoff soccer. This was a knockout round game, one and done. And teams are usually very conservative. You know, they're playing not to lose, at least in the first half, and sometimes all the way through the game and forcing overtime. So that was sort of what we were expecting, even though both teams have dynamic scorers. In fact, the Galaxy led MLS in goals scored this year. And the Sounders had the fewest goals scored against them. So it was top offense against top defense. And to see this development, you know, this many goals was just a shocker. And then things abated until the 73rd minute when the Sounders midfielder Eric Freeburg found a ball that got away from the back line of the Galaxy defense, and he hammered it home from the top of the penalty area for the decider. That was really a great moment because so many fans had been standing in the rain for the 2 hours and thinking, oh, man. The Galaxy is going to do it to us again. Robbie Keane or somebody's going to come out of nowhere and score the game-winning goal. But in fact, it went the Sounders' way.
Well, this was the first year for the knockout round, the knockout game, and a lot of drama building up with the Galaxy facing the Sounders. And not only did they beat the defending champs, but they also buried a demon with the win.
Yes, the Sounders have been in the playoffs in their six previous years in MLS. And in three of those years, they met the Galaxy. The Galaxy won all three. The definition of nemesis. And the fear was compounded during the regular season because the Galaxy won two games and drew a third game with the Sounders. So it looked like it was going to be the same old in terms of the Galaxy getting in the Sounders' way of their lofty ambitions, because the Sounders have done so well from multiple fronts because they've won U.S. Open Cups, they've won the Supporters' Shield, they've done well in the international tourneys, but they haven't even gotten to an MLS Cup. So this was a real big deal to get past the Galaxy. The season is hardly over. In fact, after the game, the head coach of the Sounders, Siggy Schmid, said, "This is just the beginning of the journey. It's not the end." It just seemed like it because the curse was done, the nemesis was dead, and the Sounders has got a chance to move on.
Well, the Sounders haven't lost a match now since the end of August, but before that, there was quite a bit of tumult.
Yes, it was really a bad summer for the Sounders. There was a 10-game streak in which they only won one game, and it was a combination of things. They had some injuries. They had international call-ups off the roster. And then they also had to try to integrate four new international signees in the middle of the season, and they came in with some injuries and some fitness issues. And the upshot was a really sloppy integration, and it always happens. The Galaxy was also vulnerable to the same thing. They added some top players as well, and they struggled. So there was two teams that had a similar path this year, but it turned out that the Sounders, with the home field advantage, I think really had a big edge, simply because the LA folks really hate coming up here in the wet and the cold, and especially on the turf field, and they also had an extra travel leg. I think they wore out a little bit at the end, and it all worked out in the Sounders' favor. They got rid of their boogeyman.
How are they looking to you now as far as playing together as a team and not looking as much like strangers on the pitch?
It looks a lot better because they scored three goals Sunday in their regular season finale against Real Salt Lake. They got three against the Galaxy. It bodes well for the future.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.